Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Tes Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simin Shin Chaf Hei. Yesterday we began Siv Ches, which talked in detail about when we have to be concerned about the non-Jewish person doing work for you on Shabbos, for example, trapping or a situation where he's picking fruits from the tree and we're not sure, did he or did he not do this? Did he or did he not bring stuff from outside the Trum? And we talked about that. So now we begin, we pick up in the Mechaber on the very top line, into the middle of the line. V'ha'ad d'shari li'Yisrael l'taltel afilu k'shevi'o ho'eino Yehudi li'atzmo. That which we permitted yesterday, you're not allowed to eat, but if the non-Jewish person brought from outside the Trum something for the Jewish person, so it is not allowed to be eaten by that particular Jewish person. However, we said that the Jewish person is allowed to touch it. He's allowed to move it. It doesn't have the status of muktzah because other Jewish people are able to eat it, so therefore it's not muktzah. So the Mechaber says, based on the Ran, in the situation where the non-Jewish person specifically brought something for you, one particular Jew, but it's able to be eaten by other Jews, so therefore it's not muktzah, so you're allowed to move it. That's only talking about davka besoch arba amos or besoch ha'ir. You still have the problem of the item being beyond its tchum, and something that it's taken beyond its tchum is only allowed to be moved dalid amos. Or if it's in a house, for example, within the entire house, or if it's within a walled city, within the entire walled city, that's considered dalet amos. So in this situation as well, even though it's not muktzah, you can move it, however, you still have all the restrictions of tum upon you. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Mem Gimel, they were talking here, the chol dover sheyotzeh chutz l'tchum, anything that left its tchum, also l'taltel chutz l'arba amos. You're not allowed to move it more than dalet amos. Av shemutu be'achila b'mkomum, even though it may be permissible to eat, but you're not allowed to move it. Im lo be'ir, unless you're talking about a city, shemukefes mechitza, that has wall around it, a halachic mechitza around it, and therefore the nechshav kol ha'ir ki arba amos, and the whole city has a status of dalet amos. Your whole house has a status of dalet amos in this respect, and therefore there's no issue of muktzah, as we said, so you can move it, and you're restricted to moving it within dalet amos, but that dalet amos is not a physical dalet amos, it's within the house or the city that, if it's a walled city, has a mechitza around it, you can move it within the entire city. Sivkot mem dalid, mukefes choma. The same thing would apply if it doesn't have a physical wall around it. Kishiniskan b'tzuras ha-pesach. You have a typical tzuras ha-pesach, which is a doorway, which would be, for example, a lechi with a string in between it to another lechi. That's called the tzuras ha-pesach. The choshev nami kol ha'ir ki arba amos. A typical eruv around the city would not have a physical wall, but it has a halachic wall through these various tzuras ha-pesach constructions, and therefore you could carry it dalet amos anywhere within that city is called dalet amos. The kol shekein, and certainly in a house, but in bayis a chotzer, the nechshav kol hekev k'arba amos, that the entire enclosure is considered like dalet amos. The Mechaber continues and he adds, v'hu shetei mukeves ledira, that which the city was, quote, walled, has to be specifically walled for the purposes of living there. The hainu sheyoshva ulebesof hukva, that you first lived there, and then you put up the surrounding mechitzas around it, the tzuras ha-pesach, or the wall. Ustama Yaros, and the typical city, Mukofas Ladira, was made for the purposes of dwelling in it, as opposed to Ustam Mivtsarim, a fort, for example, a typical fort, Eina Mukofin Ladira. They're not made for dwelling purposes, they're made for protection purposes, and therefore that would have a different halachic status in terms of do we or do we not allow ourselves to carry within it, and do we or do we not consider it Dalet Amos in this regard. And then finally, the Ramah says these halachas will be discussed further, Ainin Lekamen and Simen Tof Aleph, where this subject of errors will be discussed in greater detail. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Memhei, Din Eina Mukofin Ladira, because if something is surrounded but not for the purposes of dwelling, or alternatively, Osheniach Ha'ena Yehudi Basadir, or the non-Jewish person left it out in the field, so there is no mechitz around it. Ein lahachev etzrak arba amos. Then you only have dalet amos physically, literally, to move the item. It's not muktzah, but you can't move it beyond the dalet amos. And therefore, if imtiltel oso echad ama oshtayim, if one person moved it one or two amos, for example, another person can't go move it another 4 amos, for example. Shuv ein rashai achil letaltlo, another person can't move it any more than the total that 4 amos that was allowed for the first person. Rak atashlum arba amos. So the total its amount to be moved is dalet amos, regardless of whether 10 people do it or one person does it. The limit is still 4 amos in total, not 4 amos per person. And this is brought down in the Magen Avraham, the Tosefer Shabbos, and the Shagas Aryeh. The Ramah told us that go and discuss these dinim further in Simin Tov Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Vav explains, Hainu Dishom Kosav L'cho Rehefech Zeh. There seems to be on the surface a disagreement with what we said over here now. However, the Taz reconciles it all. Abol HaTaz Kvar Yishev Shom D'lo Sasri Adadi. It isn't a contradiction. Tov Aleph reconciles over here. Ayin Shom, we'll have to wait till we get there to discuss this detail. Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Imhu Sofek Imhuva Michutz L'Tchum. If we're not sure, did the non-Jewish person bring this from outside the Tchum or not? Also, then you have to go L'Chumra over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Zayin, Imhu Sofek V'Af Desfek of the Rabbanon L'Kula. We normally have a rule that in a Sofek involving a Din the Rabbanon, we are allowed to take the lenient approach. So why don't we say over here it's a Sofek, he brought it from within the Tchum or he brought it from without the Tchum? It's a Sofek, we should go L'Kula. So we do not do that over here. Osur bazeh. Here we say it's prohibited mishum dahavi dover sheish lamatir, because it's a very simple answer. Why move it now when there's a suffix situation and you'll have to, quote, take advantage of a kula when you can just wait till Matzi Shabbos and then there's no problem whatsoever? It's a dover sheish lamatirin, and we say dover sheish lamatirin isn't batel. The efshol lahamtin ad erev, because you can wait till nightfall. The chanal, as we've already learned, brought down by the Ramban and the Mulchamos, and as well is quoted by many achronim. Now, the issue footnote number 45 asks a very important question. Sometimes we say Sofek to Rabbanon L'Kula, and sometimes we don't, especially when in regard to a Dover She'ein Lo Matirin. For example, he brings down, if something is a Sofek, whether it was cooked or not on Shabbos, so Shekivon Sha'isu Lehenos Mimolocha Shenasa B'Shabbos Urach Min Derabbanon, since somebody else cooked it, and the only question over here is the Derabbanon, can you get enjoyment from it? So here we do say Sofek Derabbanon L'Kula, and we don't say, well, it's a Dover She'ein Lo Matirin, so just wait till Matzi Shabbos. So how come in this situation we don't say Dover Sheish L'Matirun makes it not Batel? And in our situation we say Dover Sheish L'Matirun, don't take advantage of the Kula. So the Shelus Shuvus Oz Nidru brings down a very nice teretz in the name of the Pri Chodosh. And he writes, Shirak B'Sofek B'Mitzius Machmirim B'Dover Sheish L'Matirun. If it's a question of fact, was it or was it not brought from outside the Tchum? So then we say Dover Sheish L'Matirun. So in our situation, don't move it till Matzi Shabbos. Avol b'sofik b'din, if we're not sure what the din is over here, for example, our case that I gave you is whether it was nechshav kibishul b'shabbos or lo. Something was done to it. We know exactly what was done to it, but there's a machlokis as to whether that's considered bishul or not. So here it's not a sofik in the what the facts were, it's a sofik in what the din is. So when it's a sofik in what the din is, ein lahachmir afilu b'dov sheish lamatirin, kishu sofik with the rabbanon. And this is also brought down by the Shai Yisaryeh, and that's why in the question of whether it was cooked in a halachic way that we called cooking on Shabbos or not, we can go sofik the rabbanon l'kula for somebody to benefit from it. The cooking would be usur, but for somebody to benefit from it, that's only a din the rabbanon. We don't say davar sheish l'matirin. But in our case, which is a question of the facts, was it or was it not brought from outside the tchum, we do say davar sheish l'matirin, wait till after Shabbos. A very beautiful explanation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Ches says that in this sofik situation, it's usur. Sosam bazeh kedas ha-gaonim da'osu misofik. The Mechaber over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, took the position of the gaonim who say in this sofik situation, it's usur. And likewise, zechein sosam b'sif tezayin. In an upcoming shir, we'll learn in Sif tezayin that he's also over there machmir. Udolo kedas ha-matirin ha-mumva b'beis Yosef, as opposed to the more lenient opinions brought down the Beis Yosef. And this is the hu das ha-yesh omrim she-b'sif zayin. This is what we learned yesterday, that was the yesh omrim. The lenient opinion. And he says, however, even v'inei af l'daitom af l'motzei Shabbos also b'zebech deshiyosa, and even though the Machmir opinion holds that normally on Motzei Shabbos you have to wait k'deshiyasu, over here, mikol makom hiskimu achronim, in this situation where it's a sofek, did he or did he not bring it from beyond the Tchum, the lenient Motzei Shabbos ain't l'hachmer zeh. Then you can take the lenient opinion and use it immediately Motzei Shabbos and not wait k'deshiyasu, because the ha'a afilu bevadai chutz l'tchum, because even if it's definite from beyond the Tchum, yesh omen, the lenient opinion says dein tzorach l'hamtim b'deshiyasa, the chanal b'sivches, as we learned in yesterday in Sivches, that there is a lenient opinion that says that you don't have to go and wait k'deshiyasu, even if you know for certain it was from outside the Tchum. Alkein b'sofik, alkoponim yesh lismoch al matirim. Therefore, in a situation where there is a sofik, one can certainly rely upon the lenient opinion and use it immediately, Motzei Shabbos, and not wait k'deish yasu. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'davko be'eino Yehudi she'eino shoroi imo bir. This is true over here only in regards to a non-Jewish person that doesn't live with him in the city. That's when we have a concern. Maybe he brought it from outside the city, maybe he brought it from inside the Tchum. Avol eino Yehudi ashori imo bir. Uperes hametsuyim ba'ir. This, if you're talking about a non-Jewish person who lives within the Tchum, he lives in the city with you, and those fruits that he brought you are prevalent in the city, as well as maybe prevalent outside the city, then ein lachosh misafik. Then you don't have to concern yourself at all that maybe the non-Jewish person brought from outside the Tchum. One has a right to assume he brought it from within the Tchum, and there is no isser at all whatsoever. The Mishnah explains this in Sifkat Memtes, Shaperos ha'elu hevi'en chutz l'tchum. We don't have to be at all concerned that he brought the fruit from outside the Tchum. Adarabba, exactly the opposite. Damrinan, we have a principle over here. Kan nimtzu, this is where they are right now. Kan hayu mistama, this is where they came from. And this is very much relied upon. The Mechaber continues and he adds, Vafilu im yesh l'eino Yehudi shnei batim, ve'echad mehem besoch ha'tchum. And even if the non-Jewish person has two houses, one within the city limits, one within the Tchum, and one outside the Tchum, you still can go tolin l'hokel. You can rely upon the fact that he probably took it from the one inside the Tchum, umut lechol afilu mishuva bishlo. And even the Jew that it was specifically brought for, the non-Jew brought this specifically for Reuven, so Reuven is allowed to eat it in this situation as well, because we have the halachic right to rely upon the fact that he probably brought it from within the city, within the Tchum, where his house is, and we don't assume that he brought it from his house that was outside the Tchum. The word Sivkat Nun explains, why? It's a sofek. Maybe he brought it from outside the Tchum. We can rely, nevertheless, Mishabur says, we can rely upon the lenient approach, because the ad kan lo asrino misafik, the only reason that in a safik situation we say it's asur, is only ela be'enu Yehudi, she'en lo dira klal besoch ha'tchum. That's only because he has no place within the city, so mistama, he brought it from outside the Tchum. Therefore, chayshin on d'shem ochutz l'tchum, hevi yo b'shabbos. We have to presume that he brought it from outside the Tchum. But here, why is that a valid presumption? Avo b'zeh she'esh lo b'ayis besoch ha'tchum. He has a house within the Tchum. Lo misafkino, we don't have any suffix at all. Klal, shem hevi yo michutz. We don't have to introduce a possibility that he brought it from outside the Tchum, because we have this overriding principle, the amrinon kan nimtzu, kan hoyu. It's here now, mistama, that's where it always was. Hainu b'habayis shebesoch ha'tchum. It mistama came from the house that was within the Tchum, and it doesn't even create a sopik situation. Both the Ber Hated in Sivkot and Yudalit and the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, the Ber Maschu Shnei Batim, bring down the Taz, who says, Shemitzadeh dimhayu shnei batim michutz yesh lesar. If the non-Jewish person has two houses outside and only one house inside, then it's rov karov. This is a now competing principles of rov, the majority, which is two houses outside the Tchum, versus karov, the closer house, which is inside the Tchum. So rov beats out karov. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this, and he says the kan nimtzu, kan hoyu, is a better svara, and it even trumps over here the rov, and therefore the Vilna Gaon would paskin that even if there's shtei batim for the non-Jewish person outside the Tchum, you still can rely upon the nimtzu odif idea. And this is also brought down, the Chofetz Chaim says he found later on, by the Elder Rabba, who also paskins lohokel. Sifyud, the Mechaber writes, Einu Yehudi shemilei mayim levehemto, Mibor shehu rishus hayochid lirishus harabim. If a non-Jewish person filled up a bucket of water for his animal, and he takes this water from a well that is inside the rishus hayochid, and he brings it outside to the rishus harabim. In other words, the non-Jewish person, who's of course allowed to do this, does what would be a transgression for a Jewish person on Shabbos, and Issa Daraisa, to bring from rishus hayochid water into rishus harabim. Now, the water is outside in the rishus harabim. The non-Jewish person brought it there for his own benefit. So the Mechaber tells us, Mutu li Yisroel lahashkos mehem behemto. He comes upon it. The non-Jewish person says, I finished watering my animal. There's extra water. Sure, you can have it. So the non-Jewish person has filled this water up for himself, did the malacha totally for himself, and now there's extra. So the Mechaber tells us that the Jewish person is allowed to benefit from the extra water that is out here. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibra Maskel, lahashkos mehem behemto, in the Bir Halacha, points out that the Lashon over here, that he can use it afterwards, Mutu li Yisroel lahashkos mehem behemto, the words in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, say, achrov, afterwards. And Rashi over there says, this means after the non-Jewish person has taken care of all his own needs. And this is brought down by Rav Akiva Eiger as well. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down further that if you know for certain that the non-Jewish person totally did this for himself and not for you, then you don't even have to wait until he's totally used up all the water that he will need for himself. If he knows he has excess water, he's allowed to have the Jewish person take some right now. He says, I'll get to the rest of my animals later on. I have more than enough water for them. You could even use it right now. Now, the Mechaber continues, he says, when are you allowed to do this? V'hu she'ein ha'eino Yehudi makiro. This must be in a situation where the non-Jewish person doesn't know you. In this situation, when the non-Jewish person doesn't know you, the lekalamecha shema yad bishvilo, he doesn't know you at all, and therefore there is no concern at all that he filled up extra water specifically for you. And therefore, when you come along, you happen to come along, and you happen to ask, can I have some of the extra water? You'd be allowed to go and use it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Nun Aleph, Dibbe Makiro, in a situation where the non-Jewish person knows you, even though Av Sheinu Yudi Osu Liatzmo, also, even though the non-Jewish person is still doing it for himself, even this situation, if he knows you, it's not allowed for the Jewish person to use it because the rabbis made Xavier, the Gozu, Shema Yarba Eini Yudi Lidlos Bishvilo, because we're concerned that if he knows you, he may come to fill up extra water for you. He knows you're coming. He's a friend of yours. As a result, he wants to fill up some water now for you. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, look, in Ayin Lekamen, in Sif Katan Samach Vav, which we'll get to in Yitzhak Shem, an upcoming shir, Da'afilu Dola Shelo Bifnei Yisrael Oser. This is true, even if you're not there, he fills it up. He just knows you may be coming, and he fills up extra. But the non-Jewish person has to know that you have animals and that you may come there. In that situation, we have to be concerned that if he knows you and he knows you have animals and you may need the water, even though you're not there, then we still say it's osur. We'll learn more about this in Yirtz Hashem when we get to Siv Katan Samach Vav. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if the non-Jewish person filled up the bucket, specifically with having in mind for a Jewish person to have the extra water, aser b'chol mini tashmish, you're not allowed to not only drink, give your animals to drink from this water, but you can't use this water for any other purpose as well, afilu yisrael acher, and this is true even for another Jew who it wasn't specifically filled up for. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, if cut nun beis, hainu, when we're talking about any other tashmish, the lo miboyelish to see also, you certainly can't use it to drink, the kara omid l'kach, because that's what it certainly was brought up for. Bevade aser, that certainly is not allowed for the non-Jewish person to do this iser, that would be an iser for you to do. Elo afilu shar tashmishin, even for other usages, nami osu lishtamishbam, you want to wash your hands with it, for example. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Tosos, that would be also forbidden. Sivkot nun gimel, afilu yisrael achet, not only for the Jew that the non-Jewish person filled it up for Reuven, but even for Shimon. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the kivan dis abid behu melochot da araisa bishul yisrael, since here we're not talking about a derabbanim, we're talking about moving something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. That would be an Issa Daraisa if a Jewish person did it. So when a non-Jewish person does what would be for a Yisrael, an Issa Daraisa, Osur L'chol Yisrael. It's forbidden for every Jewish person to benefit from it, as we've already learned, the Chanal in Siv Vav. Yishuv footnote number 46 brings down, Ulin Hanoam Anochri Atzmo, if a non-Jewish person comes himself, for example, you have a waiter that comes from a distance outside the Tchum, and he now comes into the Tchum, you are allowed to get benefit from that waiter. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shadova Mutter in that situation. Kivishlo Asru Chazal Hanoa Shal Maise Shabbos Biodam. This concept that work was done on something is only on something, but not on a person. So a non-Jewish person who comes, let's say, from outside the Tchum, would be allowed to be your waiter. You'd be allowed to get benefit from him in some way. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, that which we asked for any Yisrael, that would be true. Afilu lo erev b'motzei Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, it's still yeh aser ad b'chdei sheyeh shuhus lidlosh chadoshim v'chanal. It still would be forbidden to use that water, to get any benefit from that water, until you would have the equivalent amount of time, k'dei sheyasu, to go and take the water from the well and bring it over here. Finally, the Mechaber continues and he says, "V'emile mibor rishus hayochid lekarmelis." If, however, there wasn't an issa deraisa, he filled up the well water from the well in rishus hayochid, and then he brought it out to a karmelis, which is technically not a rishus harabim deraisa. Then the Mechaber tells us, "Mutali acher shalom mile bishvilo." Then we have our regular rule over here; it's only an issa derabanan. So it was filled up specifically by the non-Jewish person for Reuven. Reuven can't get any benefit from it, but Shimon, who comes along, would be allowed to get benefit from it. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Nun Dalet, the Eino Ella Melacha Drabanan, because moving it from the Rishus HaYochanan to the Karmelis is only an Issa Drabanan, and therefore Mutter Li Yisrael Acher, another Jewish person, would be allowed to get benefit from it, as we've already learned in Kanal in Siv Ches. With that, we conclude today's shiur.